Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Joanne, who is our Library Outreach and International Liaison. So hi, Joanne. How are you today?
Hi, Claire. I'm very good.
Good. So, Joanne, I think today is just important to talk about the library and what kind of supports they can offer students, how students get in touch with you guys, and obviously the really key points about accessing information from you guys and things like that. So firstly, how about we talk about how the library actually support the students?
Yeah, so I suppose obviously the physical space, we provide a comfortable space for students to study and complete their assignments. We also have a number of computers for students to use within the library. We would have a number of group study rooms, and there's a laptop loan scheme outside of that. So that's just extra things that you might not see.
Yeah, of course.
We also then, so that's within the library space, but going outside that, then we will provide a number of workshops, drop-in sessions for students, library pop-ups around the faculty.
Brilliant.
And then we would have library guides. So they are guides that are specific to subject areas, and they're compiled by the librarian. So let's say, for example, you're doing a business course, you can go into the library guides and get... It's a one-stop shop for, we'll say, all our databases. Any of the support that we would have for that course would be there.
Excellent. That's brilliant. There's so many things you mentioned there. So I think firstly, we'll talk about the faculty pop-up. So I think that's really important for a student who might come in maybe to one of the open days and took a campus tour. So do you want to talk to me about how they work for maybe the likes of a student who's looking at nursing or maybe engineering and know they have that little bit of a walk to the library? So how does a faculty pop-up work?
Yeah, so basically, I suppose we decided a couple of years ago that just students, we tend to, at the end of the year, find students come in and say, oh God, I wish I knew that earlier.
Yeah.
So we started the library pop-up, and it's basically just compiles a short brief of what services are available, basic things, just to get you started, and for that particular faculty.
Brilliant.
And we go out to the faculty and the students can come and ask us questions.
Brilliant. Yeah. So that it basically means that the students can literally pop up to you if they're up in engineering or maybe up in the nursing building and be like, can you just talk me through it a little bit more? And then, as you said, any of the things that they might have been like, oh, I didn't know you could do that, they know then is available, and they just have to pop down to yourselves in the library on the main campus itself.
Yes. And even over the last couple of years, we did virtual pop-ups.
Brilliant.
With faculties.
Brilliant.
Well,
yeah. Just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And what is the role of the library, and how does the library like support a student in relation to looking for a book? Do they go into you guys and they say to you, okay, I'm looking for this? It's, you know, the way sometimes you get your references and there's some suggestions from academics. Can they go into you guys and be like, can you help me, talk me a little bit through that?
So yeah, so the library obviously is supporting the students and the staff. There's a number of ways, so they can just come into the library for the book. We also have a library chat option. So when you go onto our webpage, a little box pops out, as does on Ryanair and everything else.
Yeah.
And you can ask your question there. You know, if you're searching for a particular book or a database, you can inquire there. Or as I say, you can come in. We have a library email then as well, library@TUS. So there's a number of ways.
Brilliant. And when it comes to your own role, Joanne, what, talk to me a little bit about that, because I know that you have a huge impact on first year students, and I know that this podcast is aimed towards the AO applicants who are maybe looking towards coming to study with us in September and looking at the Athlone campus specifically. So do you want to talk to me about how you work with students directly?
Yeah, so my role, I suppose, was created for the simple reason that there's so many fantastic things within the library, but I promote them.
Yeah.
I try and get the word out there to the students of what we have. So with the international end of it, that's I liaise with the international students and the office, but the outreach then is going to the faculties and going to the students. So So we'll say for first year, I would be involved in the induction.
And brilliant.
We tend to try and put together a good induction program, mm-hmm. and we have library tours and we keep them very short. Mm-hmm. So when the students come in, we break it down into five stations, and it's just like the basics.
Yeah, brilliant.
And just to tell them that obviously they're not going to remember everything mm-hmm. on day one.
Of course.
So, yeah. So that would be part of my role. And then, as I say, we go out to the faculties mm-hmm. within the first few weeks as well.
Brilliant. And obviously, when you're talking about the library, we know that obviously students go to study in the library. You mentioned computers. You also mentioned group study rooms. So if, for example, a student is going, OK, I know we've a group assignment coming up maybe in November, can they go about maybe booking a group room? How does that kind of work?
Yeah. So unfortunately, for the last couple of years, as in all universities, the group study rooms had been closed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will be sorted
September.
By mm-hmm. September. And the group study rooms, like they're great for students for everything down to even just preparing for yeah. Presentations.
Perfect.
So there's the whiteboards mm-hmm. for brainstorming, there's a computer for, you know, doing the assignments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the students find them really, really good, particularly for presentations because they can get up and do it for their group.
Brilliant, stand at the whiteboard as if you are literally presented in front of the class, and it might be your group, or
absolutely.
Even in the likes of if you have a presentation by yourself and there's maybe four or five of you, you can go in and all do your presentations to each other.
Yes.
And it basically takes pressure off then when you're obviously doing it in front of the bigger class, and having that chance to practice in that area is so good for a student as well.
Yeah, so hopefully now it'll be back up and running because it was really popular. Mm-hmm.
Of course. And obviously, students, when you're looking at the library, it's important to know about opening hours. So what kind of hours are you looking at? Because we know we've some night owls that like to study, we've some early morning people. What kind of hours are available for students?
So during term, we open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday
Perfect.
To Thursday. And Fridays then it's 9 to 5. And Saturdays we open from 9 to 4.
Perfect. Brilliant. So I think that's really important for a student to remember, because I know that some of my friends when I was in college, they might have been the type that maybe slept in the morning and maybe went into the library in the evening, had a bit of dinner maybe in the canteen, and then continued on their studies till 10. And then those people like myself who I like to get up early and finish early and enjoy the evenings. But it's great to know that you have both options. You can get up and go in at 9, or you can go in at 6 o'clock, or whatever suits you best.
Yes, and do the evenings. And also then there's Dropbox. So we'll say if you're to be in class for 9 and we're not open, there's Dropbox outside the library here, and there's one in the nursing building for students to return their books.
Brilliant. That's so good as well, so that you know that if it's at a weekend as well, you could drop it in if the library is not open.
Absolutely.
It's just there. Yeah, 100%. And I think it's really important to note as well that the staff in the library are always there for the students. If you have any questions, there's always someone there to help you, and everybody is so helpful, especially the ladies at the desk and the people like yourself. You know, when you go out to the classrooms, it's important for students to know to actually chat to you and get as much information out of you, and then use the facilities that are available and build that relationship so that it gets built over the 4 years, and they know that when it comes down to fourth year and they're maybe looking at a thesis and doing the bigger research than maybe in first year, you're obviously so content and so comfortable with you guys that you can go and ask you any questions when it comes down to it.
Absolutely. Like Adrian tends to be at the desk Monday to Friday, and the students get to know Adrian, and they're comfortable coming in and asking the questions they need to know. There's a great team in the library. We have everybody's details up as you go in the door.
Brilliant.
And their roles, so you can go directly to your subject librarian if you want to do that. You can go through the desk. There's many options, but I suppose the main thing is sometimes there's a language in libraries that
mm-hmm.
can be a bit off-putting,
yeah.
and if a student asks a question, so we try to break that down and explain it in more detail, because everything's easy once you know how to do it,
mm-hmm.
but it's just to get that out that we're there to help.
Perfect.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And Joanne, just to finish up, have you any advice for a student who might be looking at studying with us in September? They're looking at their CAO options. They're maybe a little bit worried about how they can go about using the library. Have you any advice for that type of a student?
Just always come in. You know, everybody I think is so approachable. We'd have a great relationship with the Students' Union here.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go to the Students' Union, if they want to come to ourselves, but just there's so many options now. You can contact us online, you can contact us in person.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is to make that move. Don't leave it too late and say, oh God,
wish I did it in first year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Thank you so much, Joanne, for joining me today, and I really appreciate it. And if anybody has any questions or queries about the library, as Joanne mentioned, they are so helpful and open to any questions or queries. So thanks a million, Joanne.
That's great, Claire. Thank you.
So, that was TUS at Loan 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon, right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.